on the island, trying to find shelter in the U.S. Haitian Americans figuring out next steps.
I'm hoping I don't have to go to Haiti to bury aunts and uncles or nephews.
All morning we've been talking about the destruction in Haiti that was caused by the earthquake on Tuesday. For the hundreds of thousands of Haitians living in the U.S., it's been particularly frustrating as they try to reach loved ones in the country where the phones and internet have been unreliable. We're joined now by Basile Jean-Baptiste. He's a community activist in Brooklyn, and he works with the Haitian community there. His son and many of his siblings are currently in Haiti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been able to contact your loved ones?
Some of them, yes. My son was rescued in the airport by the U.S. Embassy. Now he's in the U.S. Embassy waiting for a flight to come back to the U.S.
Congratulations.
You must be very relieved. Yeah. We're also joined by Reverend Daniel Ulysses. He's a chaplain for the Haitian community in Brooklyn. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Daniel Ulysses. I'm not just a chaplain for the Haitian community. I'm a trained Haitian-American chaplain trained by the U.S. Coast Guard, and also I'm an auxiliary with the New York City Police Department. I was trained, available to serve everyone, Haitian, American, Chinese, Jews, and the privilege to serve, in this case, my people, the place where I was born.
Okay. Well, have you been able to reach all of your loved ones in Haiti?
No. I have 6 family members, 4 brothers and 2 sisters. I haven't been able to reach them, and I need to serve everybody. I haven't been able to reach my own family. And I have to be strong for everyone, including the people at my church. And my heart also for the men and women in uniform, the guys of the UN, the Haitian American police officers, and everyone there. And I'm waiting to go there. And I need to send a message to all the chaplain, police chaplain and law enforcement chaplain to reach out to me so that we can come together and support our men and women in uniform, because I am trained and we're here for them in this time of tragedy. The first responders, I have to be there for them. We have to be there for them, whether they're here or over there. That's my calling, first and foremost, for my men and women in uniform, those serving, those helping in this crisis.
Okay, Basile Jean-Baptiste, you know, you and the Reverend are both people who are struggling with your own concern, your own grief, and probably anxiety while you're trying to reach your loved ones, at the same time that you're trying to help the rest of the Haitian American community that is struggling with the same thing. How do you do that?
But we have some experience from last year after the hurricanes that hit the country. But now we have we've been talking to the members of our organization here, and what we would like to do is to have a team on the ground to, you know, to coordinate, to see, to target like one area so that we can be more effective. But we have our website, which is seedsforhaiti.org, where people can get information and people can give a donation. But we are going to have a meeting with board members so that we can plan our action.
I want to bring in Ruth Harris now. She's the producer for a show called Under the Sun on WLRN in Miami. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I'm sorry, it's actually Ruth Morris.
Ruth Morris. We have some tape from a rights activist and community leader that you spoke with about the tragedy in Haiti. Listen to this.
The community is in total shock. Total shock. People are walking like zombies everywhere you go. People are coming to me, embracing me, hugging me, and saying, "Malene, what's happening to us? What's happening to us?" Some people say it's a curse. Others claim it's just something hard that we are going through, and only God knows why. And that God never gives us any load that we cannot carry.
Ruth Morris, is that typical of what you're hearing in Little Haiti?
It is. I think that there's a real disconnect here in that the world is now alert and aware of the magnitude of the devastation in Haiti, and yet Haitian Americans here in Miami are still in the dark. Most of them have no news at all about the loved ones. So there's more and more news, but the news they really care about is not there.
And that possibly could help them to come out of their shock. Here's another person that we spoke to, and this is Phoebe Estang.
I don't know yet what they need, because I don't know if my family is living or not. I feel sick from yesterday. I couldn't even eat, drink, or nothing. I feel really bad. There is no hope. I feel there is no hope.
Reverend Ulysses, what do you say to a person like that who has no hope?
Well, I am an agent of hope. As a chaplain, we are ordained by God to be there for women and men in crisis. God is a sovereign. Whatever happened, everything for his will. And this thing happened in a time where we have American, the greatest country in the world. It is said in the Bible, the books of Psalm 41, verse 1. Psalm 41, verse 1, it is said, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. This is the greatest country in the world. You producers, TV station, radio station, the media, everyone is concerned. This is why this country is, remain, and will be the greatest country in the world. We are about love, about concern, and we not only we Haitian are resilient, but we are fortunate to have a great police commissioner, the mayor, the governor, everyone, elected official, every New Yorker, everyone, every American is coming to support. This is why
a passionate plea for support from Reverend Daniel Ulysses, a chaplain in Brooklyn. Basile Jean-Baptiste, a Haitian community activist. Can the Haitian community find hope out of this tragedy?
Yes, I think it's always good to be hopeful, because without hope, there is no life. So we expect that the international community will be there to help the Haitian government, the Haitian people, you know, to get out of this situation, at least to do the best they can.
Okay, that's Basile Jean-Baptiste, a community activist in Brooklyn, New York. That the great sounds of voices from Little Haiti were brought to us by Ruth Morris at WLRN in Miami. She produces a show called Under the Sun. Soleil.